it'll be mine for a long time.
What's he gonna do with these cows over here?
I don't know what he's gonna do with them, but I know what I'm gonna do with them.
Mm-hmm.
I brought them down here, and I'm gonna take them back.
Well, you only have your horses here, Cookie. They ought to be out there on the line.
Well, and Richie's, I don't.
Scratch
it. Them cotton
Richie's
too.
Too thin?
Too thin. I put these on. Now they got me itching. Because after all, they're not funny, you know. Well, you, Cookie, you know Eve, my mechanic. Eve, my good mechanic. Can't have all them new cars without putting out a little money for them.
That's right. That's what I say. They spend their money freely. They buy anything they want to wear.
Yeah.
Now, they went and paid $18 for one of them boys a coat to wear to school.
Yes.
Truth.
Go to Fields and get one like it for $5.
Or Sears and get
yeah.
one. And about every 2 months, they stove through a pair of shoes, them children does. Well, you got a headache, Faye?
No, I'm just sitting here with my this eye closed.
She got a squint in her bad eye there.
Oh, but
she won't fall apart. She just looks like it.
A good eye, Cookie.
But, when they, Miss Pons is good, don't get me wrong. But they can't control that girl of theirs. And that girl will throw more out the back door than you can carry in the front door.
Mm. Good Lord.
She's wasteful.
That 18-year-old girl.
She's wasteful.
Now, I don't know her.
No. She is wasteful.
You don't have anybody in your family that's wasteful.
Yes, I do.
Cookie?
Yes, I do.
Don't
if you don't watch them.
You watch them?
You got to teach them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now the smaller children are wasteful.
Why, sure. They don't know.
No.
But now, I'm not bragging because she's my daughter and all that.
Laura's not.
No, sir. Laura is, in my book, is one of the finest girls that's ever walked on the face of the earth.
Oh, that's fine. That's wonderful.
That's right. Now, she wanted to go to, some of her girlfriends wanted to go to the ball game tonight. And it cost $1 to get in. She said, no, I'm not going. She said, I don't care that much about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't go to the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? She is not going to the junior and senior prom. She says she will not go.
No.
Yeah.
That's right. And I didn't know why until the other night. But I would have made arrangements some way.
Mm-hmm.
She said, she told her mama that I hadn't been able to work. And that she didn't feel like that she should impose on us to buy her an evening dress to wear to a junior and senior prom one time.
Yeah.
That's right.
How about that?
I think it's sort of ridiculous, but
she had been out of place if she'd wore anything else other than the evening dress.
Yeah, but most of them sort of start feeling imposed upon or something, you see, if they don't get those things.
She don't, Laura's not that, she's not that way. She says she don't care whether she goes or not. She'd rather stay home.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened to Alvin's girl? Where'd she get that?
She's just at that stage.
Yeah.
And her mom has been working since she was,
yeah,
I think around 12, 13 years old.
Oh.
See what I mean? And she had no teachings at the time when she needed them.
Oh.
Now you take Harriet Ann, for instance. She was soon to be 12 years old.
Yeah.
That is the most wasteful kid, if you don't watch her, that you ever saw, because she's just at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to, now is the time for us to teach her to be saving.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't get anything done too quick. It's always the fastest way is too slow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, all girls go, all I ever knew went through that cycle at that stage. Am I right or wrong, Mamu?
Yeah, I think they kind of do that too. I think they have to be taught kind of a little saving way. Sure do.
That's right, and her mama has been working since all that time.
All that time. All that time. And she'd come home and wash dishes and cook, and she'd never save nothing. She'd throw it out the back door. Well, I tell you, we eat a lot of soup at my house.
She gave you soup tonight.
We have a little soup too.
There's nothing better.
No.
That the kids like for me to get in the kitchen and make soup.
They like for you to do it.
I clean the refrigerator out.
Oh, you do.
You know, soup ain't good unless you got everything in.
It really is. I used to do that too.
You put rice and beans and tomatoes and onions and carrots and cabbage and
just everything.
Yeah. I mean, just dump it all in there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And with a soup bone.
That's right, or a piece of ham. Throw it in there and let it simmer down. And
yeah.
Man, that's good eating.
It's got to simmer a while, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. It's got to simmer.
Hour or two?
About that. Cornbread, then. You can't beat it. There ain't nothing better. Only more of it.
What else do I think we can do?
Can Alvin, is he a pretty good trainer?
No.
He's not.
He's too slow. He's not sure of himself. Well, you. If I'm gonna go buy something, he thinks you ought to buy old stuff. No, you don't. Because you can take your time and buy old stuff. But you take your medium stuff, medium age stuff, and medium weight stuff. What I mean by weight is in the medium order. Not real skinny and not fat, but medium like. If you ain't careful, that other man sitting over on the other side is gonna be done bought that animal before you get to it.
Yeah.
Now, he's all right in hogs.
Is he?
Yeah. But in cattle, I just don't know about it.
He got a few hogs?
Oh, yeah.
Does he butcher them?
once in a while. I'm gonna get two whenever they get big enough.
Cookie, I think that hogs would be better than beef to butcher because they grow out so fast.
Oh yeah, you can take a shoat and grow him out for $20. Grow him out for $20.
That should be better than buying meat.
Yeah, but see, I'm stranded right there in Hawthorne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't put them over here. You can't feed them.
That's right. I can't put them in Hawthorne.
That cost you, Cookie, when they put that city limits around you.
That just tore me up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That just tore me up. See, I gotta pay city taxes.
You've got more payments to make. I don't know how you do it.
I got to pay garbage.
You in Hawthorne?
In Hawthorne.
Why, Cookie?
That's right. Then they come out with another tax. I noticed on the bill the other day. For some kind of a school levy tax. That was on the light bill. That was $2.86 added to my light bill. It was $26.70, and there's $2.86 added to that.
$6
your light bill. Y'all cook with electricity? Yeah. Incidentally, the oven, by golly, caught a fire the other night. The electric unit, that element in it, it burned up.
Oh.
Cost you $15.
$26. $25.30 one of them units cost.
And you have tariffs.
Like buying your stove all over again.
Now we'll buy another Admiral. Nothing Admiral bills will I buy. I ain't had no luck with none of it.
How does that when you get them high-priced cars? Just because both of them works?
Well, at the time he bought his pickup, he worked for University of Chevrolet. Well, he got it at cost.
Well, it still costs money, Cookie. Yeah. They don't give them away.
Then he goes to the First National Bank here in Gainesville and borrows the money and pays it off in payments, see. And his wife bought a station wagon, and she got it out to the credit union at the university somewhere.
That's still 12%.
Yeah. How they make it, I don't know. And he goes out and he went to Brownlee Feed and Seed yesterday. Now I know this to be the fact. And he bought about 1,200 pounds of feed and paid for it.
For what?
His hogs and his calves and his horses and his cows.
He was telling me that one of his friends over here at Newberry somewhere, Archer somewhere, had all that corn. And he can take the supplements over there and mix them in it.
Uh-huh. I told him to get me a ton of corn right after Thanksgiving. I ain't saw the first grain of corn yet. Feed my horses. I ain't saw the first grain of corn yet.
A man just got to take care of himself?
I guess. That's the way I'm having to do, looks like. I was down there to Allen Green, down at Lock Lucy. I can buy sweet feed for $4.40. $100. And that's the cheapest I can get it in place. That's cheaper than I can get it in place else. Because C&L done went up to $4.55. And Allen Green still down $4.40. And it's closer to me anyway.
How far is it?
About 5 miles. And it's about 10 miles up C&L feed.
I keep wanting to go over there and sit on that chair.
Mm-hmm.
It's my
place. Your lazy bench, huh?
All the way. I'm glad I don't have to buy the brownies. They're $5.10.
What for?
Sweet feed.
$5.10.
They're always higher than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not the last time, but since Christmas, Alvin's over here and two or three of the boys, and we stand out there talking in the shed, and he brought up that feed over there at Newberry, or Archer, and he said, now, if you want me to bring you any, he says, it won't cost you a cent. And I thought to myself, I thought we were going to sell him some feed, and he turned around and go sell me some.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Toby Shurow last night. I called him at the store yesterday evening. Told him to come by last night when he got done feeding. I want to talk to him. And he's going to eat some hay.
Let me tell you, I tried him out. That Bahia, now it's not all the same.
Uh-huh.
But that Bahia down there, they'll eat that before they will that some of that other hay.
Yeah.
People talk about things that they don't know anything about.
Absolutely. They absolutely do. Now that Bahia that I took up there to feed my horses,
they'll eat it.
They absolutely eat it. Yeah. And they're eating 2 bales of it a day.
Now people will give you, they'll buy this Pangola. I don't care if it has stood in the pasture, in the field, a month past the time it ought to have been cut.
That's right.
They'll still buy that and think they're getting a bargain.
I saw some coastal Bermuda last night. That guy is absolutely as woody as that there Alice Clover that you got down in the barn. They ain't a bit more food value about it than nothing. It's just bleached out white, and it's just woody, just like broom straws. Toby had some on his truck, and he said, here's what I've been feeding.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got down to the barn and got a bale, and I said, now look here, this is what I'm feeding. Mm-hmm. Well, he said, that's 10 times better feed than what I've got here. And he wants to know how much we're going to have for this hay down here, a ton or a bale or whatever you, whichever way you think's the best way to sell it.
Well, you're a better trader than I am.
Well, I quoted him a price. I said it'll be in that neighborhood. And no bigger bales than they are, I believe it's a pretty good price. I quoted him 60 cents a bale. How far off am I?
I don't think you're off wrong.
What do you think, Faye?
All right. You all did it.
I think it's 60 cents a bale. That's what I quoted him, was 60 cents a bale. And it ain't very, see, it's not bale very tight, and it's not very heavy.
But some of that loose is still bahia.
Yes, sir.
And even when it's a small bale, you still got a lot of bahia in there.
Yes, sir, you got a lot of it.
Yes, sir.
Because it's spongy, it ain't like coastal.
Mm-hmm. I didn't, first I had, I just did it because I had it, but I got so I liked it. If it's, you know, if you could get it in when it's prime.
That's right. Well, now my horses, they eat that. They eat it pretty doggone good now. Of course, there's gonna be some of it, and that they ain't gonna eat. But you know that old stuff where Alvin picked up down there in the field,
yeah.
That laid there for how long? 2 or 3 weeks. By golly, his cow's eating that.
Yeah, they'll eat it. They haven't had anything else on it.
Yeah. It beats moss. Palmetto fans.
I like that.
I said it beats moss or palmetto fans.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll go around taking a bite of that palmetto, but they can't live on it, can they?
Oh, sorry. I asked Alvin today, I said, Alvin, how much hay you going to need? Well, he said, I don't know. He said, I've got over half of that I've got down there left yet. I think, well, buddy, if you got half of that left, over half of that left, you ain't going to need very much.
What happened to your that little four wheel trailer you had over here?
I got it at the house.
I'm going to come over there some weekend and help you and clean that thing up. I think that would be the handiest thing we have. You know what we could do? It had that sitting out there.
Mm-hmm.
We could load it up and have it ready. And anybody who comes, there it is. And if it's somebody who can't get it, we could take it to them. Just have it there ready.
That's right.
On that, you see, you don't have to load your truck up and take it around. You just hitch on to it.
Just back up to it and go on.
You know, of course, you've done a lot more hauling than I have, but the handiest thing I ever had, remember you all going in there and set it in the fire there.
I hope you come over. We've been missing you. We've been missing the family.
You know,
I mean it.
We're gonna try our best.
I mean, really, we just.
Well, this weather's gonna clear up one of these days.
Well, I enjoyed the taste.
You can
get
out.
I sure enjoyed that thing.
Well, I'm gonna bring one and let them sing to your face one day.
Okay.
I got that tape, and Mamu's listening to it to have some time.
Yeah.
And yours in there, the only trouble with that was you needed me to help you sing that bass. And,
I just had such a cold, I just by golly couldn't do nothing, guys.
Yeah. Yes. That was
cold,
a bad time. That was the worst time.
That just had me. I couldn't. My breath wouldn't hold out, guys.
Yeah.
And when a man gets a cold and his chest is full of cold, man, you just ain't got no wind.
Yeah. That you get a good trailer on a station wagon. You can carry most of the stuff in station wagon. You want to pull your trailer, you can still weight your station wagon down, you see.
Uh-huh.
And that'll help you a little bit.
Yeah.
They're most of them are, well, they've got considerable, they're a fairly strong car.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
And short of a truck now, short of a truck, that'll get you there. And then you don't have to pull your truck around with you all the time, you see. You can just disconnect.
Yeah.
I've lost money by not having some hauling like that, you know.
Well, now, Alvin wanted me to frame my trailer up and let him do this and do that with it. I said, now, Alvin, that's mine. I've got it paid for. And it don't cost me a dime to leave it set there. I got a tag for it, and anything I want to haul, I can hook onto that thing and haul it, because it'll sure tote the load.
Yeah.
It's heavy built.
Yeah.
And I just told him that I wasn't going to get rid of it. I'm going to frame it up and slide it up. You know what I mean? If we want to haul a cow in it, by golly, back it up to the chute, throw the cow in and go on. Want to haul a load of hay in? Load it up with hay and leave it set there, covered up. It ain't gonna spoil. And it ain't gonna break the trailer down. And you don't have to carry it with you.
Yeah.
So, but truthfully speaking, I felt this coming on a long time, Alan, or that guy, with Alan. Because he's been talking to me a little bit along about wants to get in the big way. Well, I ain't got no money. You ain't got no money. And you can't do nothing without money.
What do you think he's got on his mind?
Well, I'm gonna tell you. He's got on his mind to fertilize this place real heavy, but you don't need it. And me and him do the work, and you buy the fertilizer. Then split it three ways. Well, God, that ain't fair. It's not fair.
Well, what put that in his mind, Cookie?
I don't know. But I can't see that kind of business. I can't see it. It's too unbalanced.
But he's not much of a trader.
He's for Alvin.
Well, he can be for Alvin, still not be much of a trader.
That's right.
He just has to pay for what he gets?
Yeah.
And you don't pay for what you get. You're always trading around.
I'm all the time trading.
But he don't do that.
No, sir. I've got that $280 saddle laying out there in the front seat of my truck right now. That I traded for. And Helen and the kids won't let me get rid of it. And I'm going to tell you for the reason why. It's a big quarter horse style saddle. And Nick loves to ride in a big saddle.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So, Laura and Frank and Helen all said, "Now, Nick likes a big saddle. And you need a big saddle for Noopy to make her look right. You need a big saddle for Molly to make her look right. And that's a big Western saddle. And it's built.
Yeah.
It's got stirrup leathers that wide, guy. And
yeah.
It's doubled. The skirts on it, you know,
yeah.
Is double thickness of leather.
Mm-hmm.
It's padded seat, and it's a regular roping saddle. I said, now you're going to keep that saddle.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're going to keep that saddle. Of course, I could trade the saddle, trade out of it, but I'd never. It'd take me a long time
to get the
actual value of the saddle out of it.
Yeah.
Where I can take that, set it aside, forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
Get on something else and trade it and triple my investment in two or three trades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might go right here and trade a couple truckloads of hay for a good white-faced heifer one of these days. And if people think that I won't trade them hay for a heifer, they're fools, because I'll trade with them.
Yeah.
That's just money in the bank.
But you haven't got anything to haul in now.
I got my pickup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got my blue pickup out there.
That's one you had?
Yeah. The one I took the calves off in. Yeah,
oh,
I still got it. Yeah.
You got to have something to haul in.
I'm going to keep something to haul in. You know, it's like you tell me up at the shop the other day, though. If my health keeps on coming back like it has in the past, I'll say in the past month, I'm going to be to where I can get out of here and do something. Because I'm feeling a lot better.
So if you don't want to, you know, push around too much.
No, I'm gonna, you know, gradually get my built, run myself back into it.
You know what happened to us last year, Cody? You know, when you got a bad season, it just works the tar out of you.
It just kills you. Kills everybody.
You don't get nothing done, and it just works the tar out of you.
That's right.
Now, what we were trying to do, there wasn't, we could have done it on Sundays.
Yeah, we sure could.
No more than we had planned to do, we could have done it on Sundays.
That's right.
Why, taking up this old wet hay down here was more trouble than the whole season would have ought to have been.
Yeah, that's right.
And everything we'd done was hard. Just worked the tar out of it. I don't know any way out of it. You get a bad season, and it just gets you.
You go out there to bale it, or to rake it, and the sun's coming out, shining, but it just didn't have no power to dry the hay.
Yeah. No, never did.
Never did.
Never did.
We never got a decent hay day all last summer.
The only hay that smelled good was this last cutting over here, and just before we went out there that morning, it started raining. That night.
Yeah.
Started dripping for a day.
Yeah.
And by 1 o'clock, it had a flood. still had to go in there and get the dad burn stuff out.
Yeah. So,
and that was costing it anything else, because they got this breakneck boy over here who busted up all the machinery.
Well,
so we got it both ends on that.
Yeah.
You put in a week's work on that old baler.
Yeah, getting it put back in shape.
Yeah. And I put in a week's wages paying for the parts.
Yeah. A good strong week's wages.
Yeah.
But you know, I laid in the bed last night. Guy, and just studied about something. I just couldn't go to sleep till I thought it over. And I may have come up with the answer, I don't know. I'm satisfied. I don't know whether you agree or not, but I thought about that baler last night. And I come to the only thing I could boil it down to was this. We'll fertilize what we can handle. Fertilize it reasonable. Not heavy, but reasonable. We got them in shape.
Yeah.
All we need to do now is just feed it. And we'll make more money. Get more enjoyment out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working for the enjoyment more than anything else.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. And my family does. To put out, fertilize what we can handle. Run the equipment ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If we have any to sell, that's profit. If we don't, we haven't lost anything. If we have enough to feed, to put all the livestock through the winter, we haven't lost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then the enjoyment and the beautification of the place.
Oh, it does. It makes it pretty.
That's a profit.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yes.
Now, did I come up with the right kind of an answer or the wrong kind of an answer?
All the cows I'm going to have, this back pasture, if I fertilize it, will hold them with all them swarms.
Yeah.
And so this over here, it's just to operate on.
That's right. That's right. Well,
I tell you what I didn't do last year, I had been doing. I'd cut in, before the grass starts growing.
Mm-hmm.
I cut in a pretty heavy sowing of indigo seed.
Uh-huh.
And that comes out and makes a whole lot better pasture. And the indigo fertilizes the bahia.
Yeah, yeah. All you got to have is something to boost the indigo just a little bit.
To start with.
That's right. Then it'll fertilize itself and the bahia.
Yeah. And then if you cut it at the right time, you'll have some nice hay.
Yes, sir. It's good hay. Well, No, that brought to, I was laying there and it come to my mind about that baler being tore up that week. And I, the only solution I could come up with was to operate the equipment herself. And take care of it.
Take care of it.
Keep down that overhead.
Keep down that overhead.
That's right.
That's what I get.
And we come out on top then. Mm-hmm. If we cut enough, if we make enough hay to sell 1,000 bales, that's profit.
Yeah. We can all be making money on it, couldn't we?
Yeah. If we don't, if we have another bad season and don't cut enough only to put us through the winter, we still ain't lost nothing.
Still ain't lost anything.
But because, like I say, keeping a place beautiful out there. Mm-hmm. Now that was pretty out there this fall.
Oh, it was. That's prettiest it's ever been.
And the enjoyment we get out of making it that way.
Yeah. And not have any aggravation.
That's right.
We'll just go ahead and do it when we get around to it.
Yeah.
Not be aggravated.
Because now I tell you, I've been around them enough, so I know. Get them boys of Allen's together,
yeah.
They're aggravation.
Yeah, you know it would be. Somebody can ride herd.
Yeah.
Can he ride herd on them?
Sometimes. They're not like my kids. I'm not bragging on mine.
No, they're not like yours. I've seen that much.
Have so very many children. I'm not bragging on myself or my children. You can snap your fingers that way and put them to bed.
Is that right?
I'm not so very many of them. Around and pat my foot 3 times. They know what that means. They get scared.
Is that right? You know, Barbara was impressed with your daddy. You know, you all looked at your family pictures.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's she come home and spoke about that.
Well, you know, Daddy told me when we was home Christmas that he'd just get anything if he'd been able physically to have made the trip down here. Mm-hmm. But God, he just wasn't physically able to make the trip down here. The rest of them, none of the rest of them wouldn't bring him to you in an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
Where he could take his time and rest.
Yeah.
You say, for instance, drive 4 hours and rest 2. they didn't have that much time for him. Well, guy, it may take me 2 weeks. I've got 2 weeks vacation coming. But, it may take me 2 days to get him down here and 2 days to get him back. But I'm going to go get him, bring him down here. I'm going to show the rest of my brothers and sisters that I've got a heart. It'll cost me $200, but I'm going to do it.
Well, it'll cost you, yeah.
They want to come. They want to come in the worst way.
Can't they get on the bus and come?
It just tears Daddy all to pieces.
The bus?
Yes, sir. It makes him deathly sick at his stomach.
Yeah.
It does.
Fly.
I've been thinking about kind of talking up a plane ticket to him.
That'd be cheaper than going
and getting them.
And then they have time to
turn around.
Yeah. I think they're going to come down here, Cookie. They ought to come when they stay a while.
You know, 3 hours, you put 4 hours, you put them down here in the plane.
Yeah.
Well, less than that. My sister flew from Jacksonville to Charleston. I put her on a plane in Jacksonville. And before I could, I say there's a plane pulled out. And I left and started back home. And I hadn't been home more than a half an hour. She called me and said she was at Charleston Airport. Sure did.
Oh, yes. And then you don't know you've been on a trip.
But now Mom and Daddy wants to come down.
And you know, you come on the first of the week and it costs you a fare and a half for two people, for the whole family.
Yeah. Say on Monday. Mm-hmm. We told them, see, my brother was down here. And he go back and he tells them what kind of a place there is, this is here, about the cattle, the horses and everything. And Mom and Dad just they're just impressed over it. Now they just got to come and see it, man.
Yeah. They're doing good, especially this time of year.
Yeah. Up in all that snow and ice.
Yeah.
And
Cookie, there is still this big corner field up here that somebody ought to have who's got the energy to work it. It ought to be put in coastal, not all of it, but up on top there.
Uh-huh.
All the way around there ought to be kept in Bahia. That's my view of it. I've seen my view of it now. I'd watch the bed. And just fence off that top. You don't have to fence it off, just put a little thing like I've got over
there. Yeah.
And keep that for hay. But it'll take a right smart work. And it'd be some cost, some expense to it. But somebody ought to do that who's got the energy to go back and do it and a little machinery. Now, Alvin's got the energy and the machinery, but I don't believe he'd ever do it. And then if he did it, he'd want me to finance it all.
That's right.
He don't want to spend a nickel on anything.
No, no.
If you could come up with somebody a lot of these people, Cookie, just looking for a place to work and do things, you see?
Mm-hmm.
That field up there, I don't want it. I don't want enough animals on the place, you see, that I need that. It's just too much, you see. I don't want this old animal that I want, just a little toehold. And get into it too big, you know, you get a bad season, it'll break you. You won't have to feed and pasture.
Break you overnight.
And I've lost money like that. And, but now that's the place for somebody who don't mind, who got a little equipment, and is willing to put out a little bit. I don't press anybody. I don't push them. I don't get the best end of bargains. I don't go around trying to beat people.
No.
They don't have to worry about working with me over there.
Why?
Got not much to lose. I'd put a little money in it, but I don't want to put much. I'd rather, that's just extra. That's more than I need. But that takes a lot of time.
Yes, it'll take some time, and it'll take, wouldn't be too much expense.
Yeah, you can have a small herd of cattle over there, the way that thing produces cookies.
My gosh, yes. Coastal on top and the hay around the edges, and then this little nook right out here.
You fella could have him put a nice little
that's a nice little farm there.
Little farm right there. That's the best land on the place.
Rotate your crops. Not cut it deep. You don't have to be cut deep out over there, don't you?
No, that's right.
You cut it that deep and you done cut it deep enough.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could run across somebody. But I tell you what I run into. They all want somebody else's whole bag.
That's right.
The whole bag, not just a little part.
That's right. They want everybody to hold the bag.
The whole damn big bag. Now, where did that come from? Could you tell me? Up there where you come from, people didn't look for that.
No. No, sir. Everybody jumped in and helped one another.
If they going to do something, they do it themselves.
Yeah.
They don't look around for somebody else to pay for it all, do they?
No, sir.
Well, where did that come from?
I just don't know, but I noticed that throughout the South down here.
I never noticed until I got to Florida.
Well, that's right. I've been on farther down south.
Yeah.
And it's that way on down south.
Now, up north here, I never noticed it, but it could be that way up there. I don't know.
You take, when I was in the garage business over in Hawthorne, that's where I really noticed it.
Yeah.
I really noticed it. Because, guy, if I could collect what money that the people owes me,
yeah.
I was holding the bag, see? The big bag.
Yeah. They really let you hold it.
Yes, sir. I could put 10 head of heifers over there on that hill. Good heifers. But I can't collect it. I just got to stand here and hold this bag. And this bag won't buy nothing.
I don't know how many cows that would hold over there, but it would hold a whole lot, could it? How many cows would that hold? Taking out the top of it there for hay.
You could run 10 head over there.
Four cows with heads.
Yeah.
10 head. Yeah. You'd have
to fertilize. That's right. Not heavy.
No.
Reasonable.
Yeah,
Speaking of fertilizer, I was talking about fertilizing this, putting 300 pounds an acre up here.
Mm-hmm.
To start with. That's too much. 300 pounds fertilized an acre. Don't you think that's too much at one time?
Well, if you, the more you put on, the more produce. But then you get into the, you'd make, cookie. I think it's, from what experience we've had now, I think it would work out. I think we could handle it, fertilizing heavy.
Well, I couldn't, what I was speaking of, guy, I couldn't see putting that out now. 300 pounds now.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're taking a chance of too much loss.
Oh, that's too early for me. Yeah. because I was about trying to put in corn plant time. Middle of March.
Last February. To the middle of March. In that little span there.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. Put the regular whole fertilizer.
Yeah. And put about 200 pounds an acre.
Yeah.
Then just before you, say a week or 10 days before you get ready to cut, well, we can put another 100 pounds an acre.
Yeah.
Give
and
it a kick.
After that, you can put your nitrogen on.
That's right. Give it a kick then.
Yeah. Just give it a kick.
That's right.
That's right.
I believe it'll pay off better that way.
Yeah.
But he wants to, he's thinking about now.
Yeah.
Now. We can have too much heavy washing rains between now and then.
You see, you talked to Alan. I talked to him, but I see him, about this patch over here. Just let him handle that himself. See what he'll do with it.
Well?
With him paying, putting in his own money and
you furnish the land and just let him furnish the money and the equipment and everything and work it.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm not going to have any of these goddamn starving woods cows around here, Cookie. I mean, that's an eyesore. I just don't love to look at them.
Much like I told Faye, when I get something to haul them in, I'll haul them all. I brought the damn things down here, and damn if I ain't gonna haul them back.
That's right. Get that thing, break your neck, but get that damn little old trailer so we can haul in it.
All right.
And it'll give us so much freedom. And then leave it over here so you won't be tempted to trade it off.
Sell the damn thing.
Yeah. I'll buy half interest in it.
No, I'll just bring it down here, guy, and just, you've done bought your half interest in that thing. You've done bought your half interest in that thing a long time ago.
I tell you. You know, a man can depend on people for a lot of things, but every now and then he's got to be able to move himself, Cookie.
Yeah.
He's simply got to be able to move himself every now and then.
That's right. No, that little trailer is easy handled. You see, my Dodge station wagon handled it with ease.
Yeah.
Your Chrysler would handle it with ease.
Yeah.
It's not that, it's not so long, and so bulky, and so big.
And we can even put these tractors on it.
Yeah, them tractors will roll right up on it. And I need one at my house in the worst kind of way, Guy Miles.
Yeah. Yes.
You
do. You can't do nothing over there without one.
I can't do nothing, and I have offered a guy.
And you could take this little old Ford over there and get it over there in your shop and take the damn thing apart.
And fix it. And then cut my millet in this spring.
Oh, yeah. And take those horses off while it's growing.
Yeah. Bring them down here and range them on rye.
Yeah.
And get these damn woods cows back
yeah.
in the woods where they belong.
Yeah. And we'll put a little strip of fence across that flats down there and tear up that hole on the other side. It ain't any count.
Yeah, yeah.
And put some millet over there.
Yeah. We've got these big plows out here and that Alice Chambers will pull the fool
yeah,
out of them.
Pull the fool out of them. That's right. Frank can do that.
Frank would enjoy that.
If you'd let him.
I'll let him. He'll enjoy it.
You think he's gonna break something? I may jump him, but I don't care what he breaks.
No, because if he breaks it, I got the weld machine to nail it back together with.
That's right. Hell, let him go over there and plow that damn place up. And we'll give him some jobs around here.
And
well, I guess. Yes, sir. Now I tell you, that little old four wheel trailer is almost what we're trying to trick.
That's right. It's 5 feet wide.
Yeah.
Inside.
That's just right.
And these tractors will roll right upon it. That Ford tractor will run right upon it, just slick as a whistle.
Yeah. Yes. Cookie, what good is this big old trailer thing I've got out there?
I don't know of a thing that would be good for other than to put a floor on it and use it in hay season, hauling hay in out of the field behind a pickup truck.
Yeah. You know what? It's good machinery, but you can't get much out of it.
No, you can't.
And you know what? That's the reason I didn't sell it. You know what you can do? You can load that down with your lumber or anything and just take it around to where you're working.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's worth more right here on a plate.
And let me tell you, with your welding, we could put four posts there with a little roof of a sort on there. Yeah, you could just put that tin roof in.
Yeah.
And just roll it around like a
workshop.
Yes.
Have us a vise in there and yes, and what have you.
Why, hellfire, Cookie. It might. That'd be the cheapest workshop you could get.
I guess.
Because you already got the thing.
Yeah.
And all you need, and you just put it around in where you want it. Well, I'll swear.
Put us a workbench on there?
Yeah.
I've got an extra vise at the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blacksmith shop.
Yes, sir.
No, I think it'd be ideal to fix it like that. I ain't joking.
Yeah. You gonna get some hay before you go home?
I need to, yeah.
You don't want
to. I ain't gonna get too much, just enough
to get that too. Think you don't want to.
Had two or three bales left.
Still all night. We got a light up here, haven't we?
I think so. And I'll take my antique back. I'm proud of that thing.
That looks like an elephant thing.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find the light or something.
Now this is the end of Channel 1 Over, the end of Channel 1 Over, and of 2 solid hours of talk, this Tuesday night, the 13th of January, 1970, the first time Cookie has been over here since the Sunday of Thanksgiving, following Thanksgiving. That was it. That was the end of it. He came over to make a tape and let the little Cookie sing. And this is the end of Channel 1 Over and the end of 2 solid hours of talk this Tuesday night, 13th of January, 1970. The end of Channel 1 Over, the end of Channel 1 Over, and 2 solid hours of Cookie Talk this Tuesday night, the 13th of January, 1970. Channel 1 Over, the end of Channel 1 Over.